Memphis.
So, Sean, can you tell us the definition of mindfulness?
Paying attention in the moment with interest and curiosity.
That's the voice of Sean Hamilton, a kindergartner at the Carbondale Community School, responding to his mindfulness instructor, Lisa Goddard. I sat down with Lisa to learn more about her efforts to bring mindful practices to the schools of the Roaring Fork Valley.
I am a certified mindfulness facilitator through UCLA's Institute of Neuroscience and Human Development and Behavior. When we started the program in November until this point here in April, the kinders, when they come in for mindfulness, are able to settle more, and it has transformed to the students leading the class. So the children will choose who's going to start the mindfulness practice. They call it peace practice. So who's going to lead the peace practice for that period? There's numerous studies that show the benefits of mindfulness on children. Basically, improved attention, the ability to self-regulate, and have more emotional regulation, and to lower their stress levels.
For the next 8 years, Lisa Goddard will follow this class as part of a longitudinal study to measure the educational benefits of teaching mindfulness in schools. Classroom teacher Ellen Huttenhauer shared the following.
I think we're planting seeds in these kids, and this is a lifelong practice or an option for them to have a way of dealing with problems that are inevitable and part of life and growing up and being a child and then being an adult. So I think this is a great tool set for them. Whether they choose to use those tools or not, it'll help them not just with their academics, which of course is traditionally what school is for, but in their relationships and in their ability to handle things that don't go the way they want, which is...
When I'm in timeout, I do mindfulness to calm myself down.
That's Memphis Enzer, another kinder at CCS. His classmates, Greta Broom and Bella Frisbee, wish to add.
So when I get up, I'm like, I feel more better because I did my own, because I did mindfulness.
My name is Bella, and mindfulness isn't just about just sitting. It's about listening to people and helping them.
To learn more about secular mindfulness education, visit Lisa's website at roaringforkinsight.org. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley, also an employee at the Carbondale Community School.